Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hello, friends. We're talking Bravo. But first, very important. Justine's husband, this critical information for the masses, has an Instagram. If you're not following him, Family Tree Seeds. He put up a video the other day about mangoes that fucking blew my mind. I don't know if I'm the last person to
know this. I
can't
believe it either. I wouldn't have known.
You didn't know this?
It's ruined it for me.
Does Tyler tell you these things and you don't listen? Or?
He just kind of figured it out too.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So evidently
he tells me a lot of stuff. I don't listen though. I have to be honest.
Right. Evidently any mango that you buy and purchase in the United States has been boiled.
Unless it was grown in the United
Unless it was
maybe
grown
it was
in the
local.
United States.
Like we were thinking you probably had good ones in Florida. Maybe in Mexico and Jamaica,
yes,
right?
Yes. So I've always wondered this, like why are the Mexican mangoes? I could eat five a day and they're phenomenal. Jamaican mangoes, something special. And I always wondered why they're so subpar in the United States. Of course, it makes sense. You're boiling a fruit and then giving it to people
with some type of chemical.
Well, you know why
tell
this
me
is.
That it doesn't seep in.
This is my family. Has a long history of smuggling mangoes from Mexico to the United States to make mango chutney and other items.
Good for your
family. So I'm very familiar with
whole
the mango regulation.
you cannot
bring mangoes across the border easily. I'll tell you that much. Mexican cartel of mango smuggling. Anyways,
Tyler, I go, let's go down to Mexico. And he's like really nuts about it. I go, who cares if we get caught? We just say we didn't know. And he's like, well, I'm so worried. Like we're smuggling cocaine.
Yeah,
over.
You just gotta hide him in a cooler under some other food.
Or he wants to be like in a tree over.
Oh, bring a tree. Yeah. I mean, honestly, the mangoes that I've had outside the United States are far superior. And that just makes so much sense.
Right.
And it blew my mind. And
what
I
about
just wanted
Florida?
Everyone to know that. Florida mangoes, I think, are imported. Or at least
maybe
the ones I had were from like Chile
right.
or something.
Yeah. And now when you eat them, it does taste a little cooked.
I know. I was thinking that like the stringy texture you get sometimes.
Yeah.
Is that from the boiling?
Or there's some of them
really
are more fibrous or whatever, but it is gross because I did eat we did have a mango one time that just, it does tantalize your taste buds.
Yeah,
it is
crazy.
When
you get a good one, nothing better. Nothing better.
There are these pests, though. Supposedly, there's this bug that's on these trees. The lemon trees are in jeopardy of becoming extinct here in Southern California. Tyler found one somewhere, and he had to call in the agricultural department, and they had to come out to these people's house. And it's this like little larva bug that can really F up all these things.
Yeah,
and I'm getting
happens.
To Tyler, like, why aren't we have biodomes of trees and it's the whole thing. He's like, they didn't account for the wind. And then they did that. And then the trees didn't grow up straight and blah, blah, blah. You can't replicate Mother Nature. We're just fucking up Mother Nature. And why can't they just make it so that we'll pay more I would pay $20 for a real mango all the time to taste that delicious fruit. If somebody just wanted to inspect it and get
right
instead of dropping them. Imagine we're so stupid. Geneva's wearing a crop top, folks. She looks hot. Good for Geneva.
I've been meaning to ask your Jurassic Park nomination.
Your
Jurassic Park
terrible
review.
Movie.
Terrible.
Terrible.
Okay.
No
I
Top
thought
Gun.
That you didn't tell me.
Oh no, I meant to save it for this. I didn't know if I should tell you. Terrible movie. They had the new people and the old people. If you have what's her name? I had her name.
Laura Dern
and the old guys in there.
Yeah.
That's who you want to watch on Jurassic Park. Yeah. God, I should look up who's the
Chris, whatever Chris his name is.
Crazy and the redhead. Yeah. Tyler is in love with her. God, what's her name?
Her name is Bryce Dallas Howard.
Yeah. God bless you. That's a different type of Jurassic Park. It's like an action, like a Tom Cruise type Jurassic Park. I mean, Tom Cruise would do good. I feel bad. I laughed at Tom Cruise, it probably is a national treasure. I've been thinking about that, so I'm sorry for saying that. He is good. When you watch a shitty movie like this Jurassic Park, the storyline did not follow. I'm watching it at a drive-in, which is like watching a movie in 1985. Terrible. Terrible. Yeah. It's they didn't even bad have it. There was like an inch that was lifted up.
Scream.
It's like, come on. It was terrible. Me and Tyler wanted to leave, and my one kid would not get it out of the seat. Both of them are asleep. We're sitting here watching this dumb movie. But there's what nothing like the real Jurassic 3.
0 to 100.
Oh.
30?
Oh, a 10.
A 10%?
10 out of 100. I thought it was terrible.
Wow. Wow. All right.
And then they have maybe 8 leads at the end of them where they all merge together.
Yeah, it just
it was really stupid. It's fun. I bet if maybe I watched it in the movie theater, but it was too long.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's nothing like the original Jurassic Parks.
Yeah, there really isn't.
And really good the about
scene,
that.
The scene in the kitchen with the raptors.
Yes.
One of the all time great movie scenes. Classic. Yeah. Love it. Love it. Love it.
I don't care how many CGI effects. That still was mind blowing for the time.
All time. Yes. All right. I'd like to start with Beverly Hills because.
Oh, sorry. I just have to bring something
Beverly
up.
Beverly Hills. Okay. Yes.
Did this elephant really dig up someone's dead body and trample her?
Blows my mind if that's a real story.
Is this real?
I saw this.
Okay.
That it traveled, it escaped, traveled, found the woman. What'd she do? That's my question. She must
They're
have took
maybe
a tusk
she killed
or something.
Her kid killed her.
Yeah. Babies. Something happened.
Elephants are amazing creatures. And
if that's a real story, that'll blow my
and
mind.
Cherished.
Yeah. Yeah.
They really are.
I saw
amazing.
That and I was also shocked. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Imagine if you're at a funeral. God.
Elephant stomps up.
I hope there's a second or a next life or whatever, and that lady pays for whatever the hell she did.
Yep. All right.
Team elephant.
Yeah, team elephant. Let's start Beverly Hills. I loved this episode. I don't know why. I thought it was very fun.
it was. It was very boom, boom, boom. I had to rewatch a couple scenes just to catch every little bit.
Okay, this is the funniest part. I was watching with my husband, who has been watching Beverly Hills for, I don't know, as long as I've been watching it, probably. Maybe not. But and I was like, what do you think about Kyle? Because I was like, watching Kyle. Kyle was really orchestrating shit this episode.
She was.
His response was, who's Kyle? Fuck.
Who is he? Who does he think is the prettiest housewife, I wonder?
Oh,
when you're watching this, you don't ask.
He used to say Portia.
Like I mean, I would say from cast to cast.
Oh, yeah. Cast. I'll ask. I thought this I think what I like about this episode is that.
Is Candy prettier than Portia to you? I feel like Candy is almost prettier. I don't know why.
No, to me, Portia is prettier. But
okay.
Candy is
the body.
Candy's like, yeah, Candy's a little small.
Candy's got
such
a cute little face.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. And she looks great for her age.
All right.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'll stay.
No, I think what I just liked about this was like it really felt kind of like a Mean Girls episode in the best way possible. Like you had the two warring groups, like the shoppers talking shit and the people at the beach talking shit. And then it all came to a head at a table where they all just talk shit to each other. I don't know. I thought it was very fun.
Kyle would say what she was saying when Crystal wasn't sitting at the table.
I know.
Why did
she
shut
like,
up?
It's weird. A couple things are weird to me. Like one, the fact that Erica was nuts in this episode, how involved she was in this whole situation. Like
she's
when Garcelle
crack.
Was like, Erica, you are bugging the shit out of me. She's like, what? Like just even at the end when she sat back down and Diana had been crying or whatever. And she's like, she started crying. Like Erica was just like immediately like,
Lisa,
you made her cry. It's like, what are you doing? This is so weird.
It was like Erica was hilarious. On crack. She was like a cop on crack, like a caricature.
Her whole vibe. Yes. It's wild.
Like dressed like an 80s, 90s downhill skier.
Oh, it's great. I mean, all of it was hilarious to me.
Drives me nuts to have Mikey Minden still involved.
There.
I judge him
there.
At this point. Read the room, Mikey.
The whole crew.
There's something to be at some point. I don't care if maybe someone's my best friend and they're accused of all this and maybe they're innocent. I just don't know if I'd keep going on screen traveling and acting like I'm taking money from her just to do her stupid clothes.
I know.
I think I'd bow out.
Yeah, I thought that was shocking that he was there. I mean, you're paying for all those tickets. Okay, this is sick. Fucked up, but I'll say it because I thought it. Crystal going off about how she doesn't need glam and stuff. I was like, oh, look at her, so relatable. But then in the last dinner scene, her hair was so poofy, and I was like, damn, she really like she needs glam. Like she really nice needed a sheet to like smooth it out and get her together. I don't know.
She's gorgeous without it. Imagine if she was zhuzhed up a little bit. She would be spectacular because she is a beauty. But she's nuts almost.
She is. I think that everyone is onto something. I thought when they were talking about her, like her body language and how she's like kind of hides her into herself and how that's all intentional. And like Garcelle, I'll trust Garcelle's instincts on a person. 100%. I would follow Garcelle into a
volcano
grave or something.
Yes.
You know, like if Garcelle's telling you something, Kyle, not so much, but when Garcelle was like, it's intentional, it feels intentional, I don't buy it. I'm like, Kyle's I don't buy it either, yeah. Garcelle.
I don't either. I know, the I fact know. That Garcelle's backing Kyle
is interesting.
Yeah. I love Garcelle. You're so right. I love her. I would leave my children with her for weeks on end.
Who's losing 14 friends at once? A, what does that mean? B, are we in a sorority? Like, so what's happening?
The Girl Scouts?
Like who, if I can't name 14 friends that I have that are all friends with each other, do you know what I mean? That's a hard number to get to. It's a very weird clan like situation.
I feel like they're very Hollywood. Maybe 14 is exaggerating, but there is something to it. She's always busy throwing parties, having constant people. People are saying that maybe it's Teddy Mellencamp with Kyle involved. That's maybe it came from Teddy because Teddy is in the scene with Crystal.
Okay.
Who knows?
I think what bugged me a little bit about this whole situation was like Rinna and Erica were like amping her up when she was all upset. And then later the way they're recounting the story is like, they found it hilarious. Like she just wouldn't stop crying. She didn't stop crying. She was crying the whole time. She cried, she cried, she cried, she cried. It's like, whose side are you on? Are you pretending like you're on her side? Are you on her side? Cause if you're not, call a spade and just tell her you're being ridiculous. Don't act like she's right.
They hate Sutton. Yeah.
Yeah. Erica hates Sutton. Erica hates Sutton so much. She can't see past
really,
it.
They're acting nuts. Lisa Rinna, I feel like, is just going along for the ride and just maybe she's overwhelmed. I do feel like she is sad about her mom, but Erica is nuts.
I don't know why, but Rinna does not bother me this season.
Me either.
I can't figure out what shifted. Like when she rolled up in that red outfit, I'm like, Rinna, you look fabulous. I love your vibe. Like, I don't know what happened, but
she seems
not
sad
bothering me
when she was in the robe with Erica.
Yeah. Even when they all arrived at the dinner and they were like, brought up the crystal thing, she was like, just the way she said it was funny to me, Rinna. She was like, she was upset for a very, very, very long time. Yeah. She was upset for a very long time.
And Erica taking her when they were crying after surfing, and Erica's at the bar with her, like, I'm not gonna let you quit. Quit what? You're not climbing Mount Everest.
Yeah, the way she was like riling her up, like, you gotta defend yourself. It's like, defend yourself from what? You were talking shit about Sutton. Like, I don't even understand what you're defending her against. What are we talking about?
She's saying that Sutton will not stop coming for you. Crystal's the one that revved it back up with Sutton. Sutton didn't say anything.
Yeah.
It all comes from Erica trying to get revenge.
Yes, it's all Erica. I mean, listen, Diana, I saw 75 pictures of Diana with Trump and with Kid Rock. Bag. She's a dirtbag person, probably, most likely.
Oh, she is.
The funniest thing she said by far was when she was talking about Sutton just like being nuts. And she was like, I mean, she's a bacon eating vegetarian. What else do you need? And I just loved that. I thought that was
bacon eating vegetarian is a great descriptor. But hilarious. She put on, she just wrote a racist message to someone. Have you seen this? Yeah. And she's trying to say that she doesn't know. I meant to go back and look. She wrote to someone. I'm sure everybody listening has seen it. This was her message, her comment to someone on Instagram. It can't feel good being a Black content creator. And, you know, I shouldn't say that if I don't know. I mean, it doesn't matter what it is, but I don't know what that was for. But then it goes into it, blah, blah, blah. And her she tries to say that, you know, it's her, her language and this, that, and the other. And I don't believe it. I think she's a bad person.
I think so.
And then they're trying to say that she's a madam and she wrote this sex book. And she doesn't want to talk about the sex book. And was Lisa Rinna producing that, saying, let's talk, what, tell us about your sex book. That was
odd. Tell us about
the
book again. Tell us about
the book. But Lisa Rinna posed naked in it.
Right. Yeah. I don't know.
I just get bad vibes from her.
Me too. And I don't think she has any point. Like, we all know Sutton says stupid shit. I think Sutton is a great addition to this cast. She's nuts in the best way possible.
I hate the term clumsy words. And then people are going after her like, look who's clumsy now, Diana. It's not clumsy now. She's disgusting. I don't like her. She's got bad energy. There's something weird about her. And she's no fun.
No, she's not fun. And she's too uptight and she doesn't know anybody. And there really was no point to add her.
And then she starts crying and Dory consoling her. Who cares about her? Sitting there saying to Sutton, talking crap to Sutton, then Sutton snaps back at her and then she just starts crying. It's like, get a life.
I know. Yeah, her crying. I mean, yeah, that whole dinner was hilarious to me. They're just like offending each other, crying, walking off, coming back, more crying.
Oh, and then they were saying, obviously, if roll the tape, Sutton said, I don't like Crystal, but I hate Crystal. I like her, but I don't like her. I hate her. Yeah. It was not a mean comment. It was something that anybody, came across to me as something positive and cute, like saying, trying to give her the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
And then Diana's trying to make it. Why is Diana going in after Sutton? She's trying to be Team Erica. Two scumbags stick together.
Absolutely. Erica was just nuts. She started crying. She was crying. Second she walks up, it's like, what?
And Crystal is crying hysterically. It looks like she cried a lot. They have a lot of footage of her. It looked
bizarre. Bizarre. I'm sorry. I'm getting up. I'm leaving. I'd be like, and why don't you go take a nap? I'm not sitting there, unless I'm wasted. I'm not sitting with somebody crying for 2 hours over some shit like this. Like, come on.
She seems like she has a nice life. I've been in a state where I was crying a lot and I wasn't having a great life. And people, you know, long, long time ago. But she's acting like she's really emotionally unstable.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always had a good life, healthy, whatever. But she seems... like her husband seems like a nice guy. She's got two great kids. What is she so? It's not like they're really attacking her. She did it to herself.
Right. I know. That's the part that makes it. And then they're like, defend yourself, stand up for yourself. Like, what does that mean?
Like, I wish she would and not let Erica talk for her the whole time.
Yeah. It's very odd.
Like, say something, Crystal. You're sitting there like, oh, I don't want to get any trouble. She's really annoying.
She really is. I think she's too young for this group, I think.
Yeah. And like Sutton,
too immature.
She raised her voice a little bit and these people act like she hit her across the face with a baseball bat. Like, go hang out with Teresa Giudice for a little bit here.
Right. What else in Beverly Hills? Anything
Tom
else?
Grading the bar. That was sick.
Oh my God. Yeah. That whole scene.
I'm happy for Garcelle buying a house. That's nice. I'd love to see I wish the Bravo would do like a renovation show just to see that done.
Yeah.
I'll watch Garcelle do anything. I love her.
I love her too. I did hate her outfit when she was in that red dress with the earrings and the flower. It looked, I don't know why it came across cheap as me, like cheap to me, like one too many
she's
things.
Such a
happening.
Hot piece, but yeah,
she's beautiful.
It was like she was on a Hawaiian vacation or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why aren't they staying at Kyle's house if she's such a big timer there? Why are they staying in a hotel?
Yeah.
And why was Kyle haggling the lady in the store? Is that normal?
I love that. Yeah, you could do that in Mexico for sure.
Even if it's a high end store?
I wouldn't do it in a store. I would do it like at a stand. But
wasn't
maybe she knows.
She was haggling about the ring. Like, what's the best price on this ring? It's like, that's good. Jeez.
All right. You want to talk Dubai? I don't know what to say about Dubai. I have to tell you,
it was okay.
I feel like I need to come back in five episodes and like, see if
there's nothing really to talk about. Yeah.
To me, what it seems like they're trying to set up is Stanberry versus Chanelion or Ion, whatever. But it seems
even forced. Lisa's confused. She's hiring the same person, two different names.
Right.
Pick a name.
It seems like forced, like that's going to be the cornerstone of the season, but I don't think the two of them really care about each other. I don't know.
I think that Caroline should not be allowed to chicken out. She's going up against a heavy hitter and she used to be able to bully everyone on Ladies of London. Mm-hmm. She's not going to be able to bully a sharp cookie like Chanel or Ion or whatever. And she's right. staying home and didn't go to the runway show. She should be forced to go.
Right. Even the runway thing, it's like, I'm supposed to care about this.
Nobody cares.
Never heard of this brand. We gotta watch the 20 minutes number of you one, trying to get together line. Outfits. And right. Like,
and if you're launching more things than maternity, why are you even showing maternity? I'd be so confused. Like, is this maternity? Is this not?
Right.
I like the show. Anything with Chanel, she is the show. So I like hearing her again get hired with the same name. I like her talking to Lisa.
Yeah. Caroline's, love Lisa actually trying to take care of this goat. Like,
that is crazy.
To giving it different food. It's funny that she just shit. Gave it.
And then it went on the loose and there's a cougar or a jaguar that could murder you while you're looking for this goat.
To me, that's the goat runs away. It's a blessing. Goodbye, goat. If someone
bring
a
goat to my dinner party and you spend two, I would never talk to that person again.
No, 2 hours. Then I'm not spending 3 hours looking for it. I'm never looking for it. God. Anybody asked, did you have a goat? Nope. No. Sure did not.
It's jaguar meat.
A goat? Who would have a goat? Not me. Yeah, absolutely not.
Dubai is a next level city where there's, I feel like I should know what animal is loose, but a jaguar or whatever is loose.
A panther.
Oh, panther. Even that's the word. A panther. A beautiful panther. You want to come across a panther? You're out walking your dog? No.
No.
Panther. But these poor animals shouldn't be able to get loose. People don't need a panther. It's like that lady in Connecticut, I think, who got her face ripped off by a monkey.
By the
monkey.
Had
it coming.
No, absolutely.
Have a fucking monkey.
No, definitely not.
The tiger people. You shouldn't have tigers.
Oh, speaking of monkey, there's a great, great children's book if anyone's looking for one called The Grumpy Monkey.
Oh, I think I've seen that.
I got it for Sterling for his birthday, or my mom did. It's a very cute book. If anybody gets sick of reading books to their kids like me, where you're like, oh, God, I'm going to die if I read this shitty book one more time. The book is very cute. 10 out of 10.
To children, it's nice when you think about it looking back. In the moment, you want to kill yourself.
I'm just so over it. The worst part is now Sterling like knows all the words. So if I'm just like rushing and I skip something, he's like, no, you didn't say hi to the
shut
dog.
The fuck
it's
up.
Like, shut up. I'm trying to get through the goddamn book.
I spelled out bitch the other day and my middle child is even getting too sharp. It's like,
oh,
he said bitch. And he says it. I laugh. I don't even care. Like, just don't cuss at school. If you want to joke around about that, Tyler's like, it's more uptight about it, but I don't want him cussing on the freely, but it makes me laugh.
Right.
It can make me laugh. You get away with it.
Right.
Which I won't tell them, but, I fucked up the stupid elf, the Christmas elf or whatever, elf on the shelf. I saw that I had the box in a drawer underneath in my room or whatever, my little office sewing room or whatever. And then for some reason I should have thrown it away and I didn't, because I would have got away with it once when it was 6 months younger, his brain was less developed. Mm-hmm. Then he goes and he finds it again. Something must have jogged his brain to go look for it. And he goes up to Tyler and he's like, this explains everything. And he's holding the box with the elf and it's like, I should have freaking thrown that out.
Oh, that's great.
I want to be like Dorian and last as long as possible to keep the Christmas spirit alive.
Right.
When people say, I don't want to lie to my kids, I'm going to tell them about Santa. Why not have any fun and magic in the kid's life? Why do you want to shutter their life that early?
Listen, Sterling was sleeping in a large twin bed when we were in Mexico. And I told him there was a monster under his bed that would get him if he got out of the bed. And Dorian was like, that's fucked up. And I was like, watch him stay in the bed. And did he? Was he terrified? Yes. But did he stay in the bed? He was, every time I'd come in, he'd go, "Mommy, where are the monsters?" I'm like, "They're not going to get you as long as you stay in your bed."
So, that's great.
Gotta keep, I love gotta it. Use magic to your advantage. Oh, my favorite.
You should hide under the bed and really scare.
Oh, Dorian actually did kind of fuck with him because he was laying on the ground and he pretended like his arm got pulled under the bed. He was like, "Oh, oh!" And Sterling's eyes got so big, he was so scared.
No, you idiot! There's no monster. They even sell some dumb spray that parents make. Like, it's just water they put it on there. People were making money off of that. It's like, oh my God. Sorry, go ahead.
No, my favorite line from Chanel Eon, whatever her name is, this episode was when they were talking about at the meal. They were talking about Stanberry, whatever. And she's like, "I mean, she's 50. I'm like a child."
I'm a baby. Yeah.
So good.
Her and Lisa, I do like together. Lisa's
Lisa on me. Seems like a good mom, nice, like good husband kind of situation.
At least she's got a storyline. She's got something going on, whatever. She's got a husband who's whipping her. And
I think my issue is it just takes me with new casts a while to figure out where I land.
This is a slow build.
It's a very
Miami,
slow build.
We were hopped right into it.
Okay, I was just thinking that. Salt Lake City, though. Slow build, and it really
feels like a
never,
Salt Lake City. I know.
And it has never compelled me, and that's what I'm worried about. Yeah. Because, like, Salt Lake City, if we didn't have the Jen shit, would we still be watching? I honestly don't know. So,
and
I'm a little
concerned. I don't care. Even, you know, Hooker
Whitney, don't care either.
I
saw there's all this, like, shit happening online, and Lisa's talking, and I could care less.
It seems so fake.
I know.
Brooks, I don't know why I'm not compelled.
I know.
But I know we can be. Because Miami was so good.
Miami was fantastic, right? Yeah.
So I know it's still there.
Recipe, yeah.
And I worry because Nina, I don't care that you love French fries. It's cute and all. Everybody loves French fries.
Good.
And Caroline Stanberry, what's a friendship if all you do is talk about how much you hated each other and now you magically like each other? That's bizarre.
Right. I thought the same thing. I don't know.
And you're talking about not spoiling your kids while you're bringing them to a hotel where people are scuba diving out the window and showing them signs about welcoming them to this lavish, which is awesome. But just don't say you don't want to spoil the hell out of your kids. Who cares?
Right.
Spoiled kids can still be good people.
Yeah.
There's a fine line there.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't know. We'll see what Dubai. We'll see.
Yeah. And Caroline Stanberry is just no fun with this.
No, she really isn't.
And I really don't care.
And honestly, she doesn't look great either. Like, you see the works kind of like she looks a little weird. She doesn't look like she's aging gracefully to me.
It's not as fun as she once was.
No, she really isn't. Yeah.
It's more of a desperation. Right. Before she kind of had a top dog energy.
Yes.
She doesn't have that.
No.
Chanel has really it though. Doesn't. And I do love her.
Yeah,
she's
I do
worth
too.
The watch.
Yeah,
she's
great.
Fantastic.
I wish we could plop her in another cast.
Oh, she is great.
Like, yeah, she's fantastic. All right, Atlanta. How do we feel here?
I've been loving watching Atlanta. I love watching an inspiring Kenya, a whole new vibe. I kind of
Kenya's
enjoying
great.
This more than
I also
any other
loved
cast.
Seeing Marlo and Sheree when Marlo was like, "Don't forget who you are. You're that bitch." And it was like, you know what? This is like a good friend move. I liked that. And like, even when she said to her, she's like, "You're waiting in dirty ass Philly for Tyrone. You look sad as fuck. This is the last time I'm going to have this talk with you." It was like a real good friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And like, saying, if this was your daughter, what would you be saying to her? And that really shut Sheree up. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That was good. Yeah,
I know. I don't really, like Marlo talking Marla. About Candy's vagina, though.
No,
that's going to be a head to head fight, though.
It is. You can see it brewing with Candy and Sheree. You see that kind of coming.
Why does Marlo have it out for Candy?
I don't know.
But don't come. Candy is the most fun housewife to watch someone. Her yelling at someone to me. She's the best.
Great. Yeah, she is great.
And Marlo won't be able to handle it, I don't think.
No. I am not. I don't know about Sonya. I really don't. The showing having Candy and Kenya come to the photo shoot because we bonded the most. And then when they showed the Instagram followers, I thought that was hilarious.
It's user usury.
Don't pop up a photo shoot on me. That's fucked up. Especially if it's a paid, like this is going to make you money. That should be a favor that is asked mm-hmm. in advance. And maybe like to Kenya's, I love
it. Yeah.
Yeah. I love Candy. Like Kenya doesn't do anything without a check. And it's like, damn straight. You're using her image. They should be compensated. Both of them.
6 to 8 hours of their life. And you want an outfit fuck change. Like, I'll just put my hair to the side. They're both very busy people. You can't be doing that. Yeah.
They're top tier in terms of like from this cast. A, that's why she asked them. B, I loved their reaction when they realized it was a Black Friday sale. I thought that was great.
I know, because who wants to be an advertisement for Black for Friday sale?
I know.
There's something so cheap that Black Friday used to be a magical day. Now it's kind of a sick thing that we're all obsessed people, with. Like,
we're trampled each other to death. I think that
it used to be so fun.
The glasses that rose-colored glasses are off. I think the thing with Sonya is, and I could be wrong, she has like a child star like vibe where like she didn't have a normal like upbringing. Like she was raised in a very
busy working out, yeah,
right, like an athlete environment. Like she doesn't know how to maintain friendships or like operate with people who aren't like, I don't know, like in training for something. Her husband's an athlete. Like there just seems to be like some social skills that are like lacking or something.
And why is she mad at Drew? Drew did nothing to her. She's mad at Drew for someone else, her, the way that someone right. else, she treated someone else. Right.
Right.
But I do like her. This is my thing with Bravo. If they need to do their due diligence, if they hire someone, maybe Sonya will be better next year. Maybe I feel like almost she needs like her brain's cranking to try to figure out the housewives formula and how to play the game almost. Mm-hmm. If they're going to hire someone, they should hire them. We should have a 2-year. I know some people, maybe not like a Jenny on Salt Lake City, but maybe you have to be more careful about who you bring on. Sometimes it takes a couple of years for us to really grow to like someone. How do you feel about that?
What do you mean?
2-year policy. It can't just be 1 year. We get involved. They ruin our year and then they're just gone. Maybe it needs another year or commitment. Something else. Right. Like with Erica Jane, who would have thought she was fighting with Dorit about underwear. Look where we've come. You just never know. There's a reason that these women are picked to be a housewife. Maybe they need more than just a season.
Yeah, I like that.
Storyline isn't, but there are certain people like Jenny from Salt Lake City that didn't need that I wouldn't want it there.
Well, I think there's two things, right? It's like the vetting on the back end, like get a fucking unpaid intern to go through their entire social media. That should be standard. And if it's not
like the NFL draft does, they find things from freaking 11 years old.
Give a fuck. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like make it a priority. If you say you give a shit about this stuff, then give a shit and do your due diligence on researching them. And then on the back end, I agree with you. I think you have to give people time to like show who they really are. Then there's less pressure for them to act maybe like how Sonya is acting right now, which is a little thirsty. Forcing people into conversations.
Give them a reunion, like, let them come back. And
With the security blanket of a second season.
Like Jackie on Real Housewives of Jersey. Yeah. I never would have wanted her for a second season, but now I'm going to miss Jackie.
Right, right. Yeah, that's a good
now
point.
I feel like justice for Jackie. And I feel bad for her.
Right.
I like Sonya, but I don't understand. I think she's overthinking it.
I think so, too. I didn't like the I'm buying in with you and that's why I invited you, and not being like, you guys obviously have the biggest clout and like I need your support.
You're the stars. Right.
Call a spade. You guys are. And they would have responded much better to that. You have a huge network. I love it. I appreciate it. Let's have Black women supporting other Black women businesses. Let's go. Great. I'm in. Don't
Candy's
act like you're
stupid.
Our best friend. Exactly. Right. You could tell Candy was like, the fuck?
Yeah.
I didn't like the approach.
Candy's like, you're lucky. I like you.
Right.
It is cute. Right.
Yeah.
You know, I like I like her mom is sitting there cooking and she's in the fire with all these women and they just start going at each other while they're cooking.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was really funny. And freaking Candy's mom is hilarious. Like, you better dump him, flipping out at a charade right in front of her mom. I loved it.
Dorian told me that at track meets, Sonia's parents were always there. Like, even as an adult, like, her parents are part of her entourage. Like, they roll with her to everything. And that's, you can tell.
Yeah.
Like, they're very, very, I mean, they live with her.
My kid's an Olympian. I'm hitched on.
You're there too.
I could see that. That's nice. It is, isn't it? Yeah. You know, maybe they need a life, but it's sweet.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. It's interesting. Yeah, I still don't know why, but next week she's yelling like, I'm an Olympian, which I do appreciate. That's a good
card
to throw around. Yeah.
Four-time gold Olympian.
That's
gold,
not easy.
Medal? Fuck no, especially in the events she does. So
I want to go back and watch her. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Aren't they showing us that? Replay that. I don't.
I know. Oh, you don't? Yeah, you gotta watch.
I'm going to Google that tonight.
Do it.
And Drew... This is old school housewife stuff, just showing up at the party. I love it.
Love that. I love her also desperately asking Kenya to unblock her on Instagram.
Yeah. I thought that was great. Good. Her and Kenya out to lunch. Great. They would have canceled Drew.
Kenya is looking just stunningly beautiful this season. Like, really great.
She's looked the best she's ever looked. I'm sorry. I can't even imagine 10 years ago.
Wait till you watch the fucking J-Lo thing. Like, just seeing her body close up.
I know.
And her
I
face
can't
with no makeup. It's just like, what the fuck? I don't look that good right now. And you have 15 years on me. Like,
unbelievable. It
really looks unbelievable. Yeah.
I love J-Lo. I really do. I'd love to meet her.
I think you'll like it.
Oh, I will love it. I'll love it.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's propaganda, but it's fun.
Right. But it's propaganda I'm into.
Right. 100%.
Good for her. You know, who else becomes, she's a freaking fly girl to what she's become. I mean, now after you watch that, do you feel like she is, I remember we've had our conversation.
Yeah.
I know Beyonce and her in the star thing. Are they equal to you, or is Beyonce still a bigger star? Okay. Yeah. Are you buying the
definitely
box people are talking about that Beyonce?
I'm not buying the box. I'm not a sucker, but
if I was rich, I would buy it. I want to see what's in it.
But
I trust her.
Thrilled for the new album, and I cannot wait for the tour. I may have to go twice. I just like,
oh, maybe I can go with you. I'd
be so
honored.
I can't believe she's bringing new music.
And Blue Ivy is really cute. She's so
she looks
new.
Just like she looks. Just like Beyonce. It's
I thought it was her when he was hugging her at first.
All right. While we're talking about this, I just have to
and her hair is so like flash dance. I love it.
Oh, she looked amazing. And did you see Jay-Z put his like arm around her? She's like, no, dad, my hair. I love that
shit. He kissed her. It was so sweet.
This is how the British Vogue described listening to her new album.
Oh, they listen.
Soaring vocals and fierce beats combine, and in a split second, I'm transported back to the clubs of my youth. I want to get up and start throwing moves. It's music I love to my core, music that makes you want to rise, blah, 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 that will unite so many of us on the dance floor, music that touches your soul.
Wow.
Like, I can't wait. So I think she's going, I think Renaissance, if I'm going to make my prediction here so that everyone can tell me I'm wrong in a month. I think it's going to be like old school, like Renaissance is like, you know,
right.
Everything. I think it's going to be like some.
Oh, that's
real,
what it's called,
like,
Renaissance.
Yeah, it's the name of the album. So I think she's going to give us some old school Beyonce. I'm excited. We'll see what it'll be.
I'd love a documentary with that.
It might be coming. Who knows? You never know what she's up to. Yeah.
Wow.
All right, guys.
Good for her. Ooh, Southern Charm. The first 7 minutes I watched that.
Okay. It
looks great.
All right. I'm excited. All right, guys. Guess what? We'll be back before you know it. We love you so much.
All right. We'll love you. Bye. Tyler.
Who's that? Geneva.